In this very room yesterday, we had our vision retreat on religious education, and it helped open my eyes to something I had just not quite ever put together, especially when it concerns the larger mission of our church, which I say every Sunday, that we gather as a welcoming, caring community, and we want to work here together on diversity and justice. And we are looking to provide full community worship for everybody, education, justice, and service work at all ages. We have a service Sunday now, usually the fourth or fifth Sunday, and there's a short service, and everyone goes out into the community. We're doing so many things together. And we want our families to participate together in all these aspects of church life, having deeper conversations on values, doing things together, and learning to pray and sing together. We also want everyone to have learning and conversation opportunities with their peers in groups and classes so that everyone builds friendships and that we learn to genuinely care for one another, as Dave was describing, so that we are connected in real relationships. Justice, worship, and faith formation are woven together here in almost all of our programming on Sunday mornings. We learn what it is to be a spiritual Unitarian Universalist in worship. We have fun and get to know one another in fellowship. And then in October, we have our separate groups and classes during what we call learning hour. And this is a time that begins after fellowship at 11:35. And this year I'm imagining that we'll light a chalice at the end of fellowship for some as they move on into their classes and groups. We had Erin Kenworthy with us yesterday. She's the director of religious education from our downtown church, First Unitarian, lead us in our visioning. And during our time together, I told Erin that one of Prairie's strongest ministries is our caring community, which is organized by our caring circle, as you heard. The circle sends out our candles of community, and that brings everybody into the congregation into this caring way, because you may not know it, but you're receiving that information because you may live near someone that you can visit or send a meal to. And at the end of our service, Diane Lavender is here, and she can help you if you want to know what neighborhood caring circle you are in. And if you're visiting and are thinking about us, you can join that piece of our church as well. It's almost unbelievable how effective our caring circle is. Almost unbelievable how much work that Dave and Fran and Susan put in, organizing all of you to support each other. Part of it's because we have that capacity to share with one another here and listen and care about each other. And sometimes you receive those specific needs and you reach out and make a difference there. But what I want you to know is that small or large, almost everybody here has participated in creating this caring community. And it is a beautiful thing to see. If you're visiting us, you may not see it or feel it immediately, but I hope that you do. And I hope that you believe us when we say that we don't just talk about what happens, we do something about it. Now, Erin, when she was with us yesterday, she knew that justice work, worship, and learning hour and fellowship were explicit parts of Sunday morning, but she did not list the caring community. But it came out anyway on our several brainstorming sheets. We wrestled among ourselves with our fairly new practice of having worship for all ages, with classes and groups for everybody following that in learning hour. And this upcoming fall will be our third year with this new format. Some parents and grandparents who are with us talked very gingerly about some of their children and how very active they can be, and that they often have attention issues and different needs along the autism spectrum. And they are sometimes afraid to bring their children and grandchildren to church because they don't know if they can always stay in this space during worship. And we have experimented with different ways to meet that need, and we are open to still more ways because we're always experimenting. But what became very clear to me and to all of us is that we want to welcome these children, including adults with similar needs, into this community. We want this to be a safe space where families of all kinds can stay together during worship and learning, and that this community will support those parents and their children as they navigate Sunday to Sunday. This church has almost always had autistic children, children with Down syndrome, and children with different needs. Long ago, some of you might remember Tom Tolt. He worked to get an extra penny of state tax to provide more support for autistic children. And his little son, Eric, would stand over here in one of these chairs during our hymns and our music and sing out as loud as he could. If you remember, you remember how beautiful that was. And he never left the service when we sang our children out in those other days, because it was easier for his parents to keep him with them. And I told the story of a young woman whose son was born with birth defects so severe that she was rarely able to leave home the first year of his life. She had a friend who attended here, and one day she came to church, and she had her son, and she stood in the back of the sanctuary, and he was crying most of the time. And someone shushed them. And then she left, and it caused a stir, and a few other people followed her out the door, trying to support her. And then I got to talk to the shushing member to say that we just didn't do that here. And in this case, how severe the need had been, including that the mother actually didn't know what it was to have a quiet baby. He had almost always cried, and she considered it normal. I see a little few nods out there. Does anyone besides me remember that? Yeah, a few of you do. I know that there are some boundaries in worship, that we want to teach our children and youth how to listen, how to be respectful, but we also want them to be part of their family so that they learn to pray together, share candles of community, sing together, think and learn together, and that they come to see this as normal and part of coming to church. But more than anything, I came to realize that our full community form of worship also is about providing the caring community to children and their families, that this is a safe place for children with special needs, that here parents or grandparents won't be shunned or judged, and their children will be accepted and loved for who they are. And they may not have that acceptance anywhere else in their lives. It's always a struggle in school, and it's even a struggle within many of their larger families. Now, our greatest challenge may be convincing these parents that we mean it, that we will accept the wiggles and the cries and the bursts of exuberance, that we will accept when we hear about the new gym at a new school for a first grader, no matter how long that line had been. And they may occasionally come up here and dance in front of the pulpit. We will have good stewards helping our children on our pray ground back there. And they will also move back and forth to sit with their parents. And sometimes they'll be curious about something, because we, at the least, always have great music. And Eric has a couple of children. And all of us, I would wager, from time to time, want to come up here and sit down around the piano and get closer to Eric or Dave or our band. Now, I'm not suggesting that we do that every Sunday, but every now and then, don't you just want to get out of your chair? And I want you to clap and sway and dance in the aisles anytime you want. The day that happens, I hope there's someone to take a picture. Our caring community is one of our most intentional ministries, and Aaron brought us back several times to our mission, which I say to you every Sunday, that we gather as a welcoming, caring community to nurture mind and spirit, celebrate diversity, and work for justice. We wrote those words when we were at Sierra Middle School, and when we were imagining the future of Prairie together, the last time we did that, and this year we're going to do it again. And when we were imagining the future of Prairie together, at the time, celebrating diversity meant mostly recognizing all ages and forming full community education for all ages. It has greatly expanded to include all ages in worship and justice, and now more fully, I believe, into the caring community. Celebrating diversity also meant being a welcoming congregation and our welcome to the LGBTQ community. And now it includes more and more multicultural families and learning more about racial justice together. I thought at the time that we wrote that mission that if we could recognize, welcome, and include our children and youth in our community, then we would be on the way to recognizing, welcoming, and including anyone who came through our doors. You have to start where you are and with who is with you. Creating the caring community is very intentional. It is part of everything we do and everything we offer. And we will fail people from time to time, but our hope is to always be there to help and support, comfort and reassure as we live our lives together. As we go through deaths, chronic illnesses, mental illnesses, and have children with special needs, and as we go through the weddings, the births, graduations, anniversaries, birthdays, and all those incredible celebrations of life. I'm going to end by simply saying that besides me, your minister, Marjorie Bezdek, and Fran Lukaszewski, who are both nurses, will be leading our pastoral care workshop next Saturday. We will cover things like the stages of grief, the loss of personhood and trust in the body with certain illnesses, pastoral skills such as listening, learning what to say in an uncertain situation, and we will try some role-playing. So please sign up and join us. And please join with full heart in this community, which is always experimenting, our experi-learning, as Erin called it. And she was so touched by the depth of our care for one another, the incredible experiments we've already tried, and that we knew our covenant by heart and even had symbols for it. She was blown away. You should be proud of yourself and the beautiful caring community that you each have created. Amen. Amen.